Is your business protected against the threat of malicious litigation and frivolous lawsuits? Bottled Business Sense provides practical business perspectives that uniquely emphasize legal strategies to protect and ensure the longevity of your business. And whether you're trying to provide a startup business with some level of stability or an established business with foolproof asset and estate protection, Bill Bernard will expose potential pitfalls to ensure the security and growth of your business, free from unwanted expense and the threat of litigation. You'll learn how to implement protection tools equal to those used by today's most successful corporations. Let's join Bill for today's Bottled Business Sense Show.
Good morning, everybody. Bill Bernard for another show, Bottled Business Sense Show. We're here periodically to bring you tips, legal tips, and, of course, some marketing tips from time to time that helps your business become prosperous and, of course, continues to protect your business along the way. And today we're going to talk about some interchange between business and corporate documentation and the passing of your business or the appropriate shares of your business by way of the interaction of an estate plan. So it's kind of like the marriage of business and estate planning principles to some degree. I call this episode the governance, corporate governance, and merger of estate planning provisions. That's exactly what it is. We're going to get into some specifics in a minute, but before we do that, I wanted to remind everybody that we're accessible, of course, on multiple social media outlets, LinkedIn, Twitter, also Facebook, and we have our website, of course, at bottledbusinesssenseshow.com. And you can also find the show broadcast on my website on a drop-down box marked Bottled Business Sense Show, and that can be found at wfblegalconsulting.com. My phone number is 949-413-6535 and 698-6222. So let's get started. Obviously, the first thing you want to take into account is to make sure you have the right entity. Make sure you know whether you want a corporation or an LLC. That involves some multiple factors, which we're really not going to get into for purposes of today's very succinct show. But you want to make sure that the entity structures are in place, that the entity provisions are followed, that your corporate books are followed. You want to make sure that the veil cannot be pierced, and now you're ready to decide how to incorporate that business, properly formed and managed, into an estate plan. Remember that there are multiple kinds of estate plans. There are multiple different types of trusts, and you have to see a lawyer to make sure that you can get a trust that will match up with the business that you have. For example, when you review your corporate documents, your operating agreement, your bylaws, whatever type of entity you might have, you want to make sure that you know how your transfer of ownership is going to be placed. In other words, in these corporate documents, it distinguishes most often, if they're drawn up properly, how you can pass the portion of the business that you own. That's going to have an effect on the type of trust that you purchase. For example, you may have a trust that allows you to pass some of your business assets while you're still alive to somebody, and that may have certain tax ramifications, which you're going to want to work out with your tax accountant or tax lawyer, as well as your estate planning attorney. On the other hand, you may have a plan where we're delaying the passage of a lot of these assets, depending on how valuable they are, will give you tax advantages. And so you're going to want to have the type of trust that will allow that to happen subsequent to your passing, as opposed to something that will allow a continuous passing by way of certain assets over a certain period of time while you're still alive. This is very complicated stuff. The import here is to make sure you're aware that this should be merging, this corporate or business or LLC entity formation should be merging with an estate plan now, so it works for you in conjunction with your goals. And your goals may be multiple goals, ones that affect your your assets while you're still alive and after you pass, or perhaps just after you pass alone. That's why you must see appropriate estate planning attorneys and also consult with a tax specialist, depending on the value of your estate. Remember that one of the things that a lot of people forget to do, I think, is to plan for incapacity. You must have a proper incapacity, I guess, program, if you will. And what that is, what that entails is the incorporation of the proper power of attorney for assets, durable power of attorney that allows somebody to come in and manage your business in addition to your estate while you're incapacitated, if you're incapacitated. And that can be set up at the same time you have your trust set up, and should be set up at the same time your trust documents are set up. And that brings into question what a proper trust plan is. An estate plan that I comprise, for example, includes your powers of attorney for health care, for assets, your trust declaration, your living trust, your pour over will. All of your HIPAA declarations, everything you need to comprise the entirety of your estate plan while taking into account any business entity you may have as well. You, again, those assets of the business entity, the portion that you own, should be placed in a trust. Now, how they're going to pass depends on the type of trust you get, and goes back to what I said at the beginning of the show. That depends on a number of multiple factors, including the tax ramifications, the value of your estate, whether you want it to pass now in certain portions and later on. Other portions, or whether you want it to pass all after to pass through your estate after you pass. Those are things you've got to take into account. But when you have all of this, these estate documents drawn up, then you must place your business assets in the trust. Remember, placing them in the trust funds the trust. That's one aspect of this. But then deciding how you pass it is by way of the terms of the trust, and that depends on what type of trust you decide to do. And that's going to be based on the advice of your estate planning professional. So you see how this plays along this tandem, if you will. Make sure that you understand these things, and make sure that the business assets are placed in the trust. If it's an irrevocable trust, your business assets will have an added protective aspect to it. In addition to the business entity, the irrevocable trust will be its own entity. You will not own the assets, and that will provide another level of asset protection. You need to speak to a professional about that. We have other shows on that, by the way. We're not going to cover that here. If it's a revocable trust, then yes, your business assets must still go in the trust to be passed according to the estate documentation, but it'll only be those business assets are only protected by way of the entity structure that you formulated. The revocable trust in and of itself does not provide an extra layer of protection, as does the irrevocable trust. Some complicated stuff, but simplistic. If you sit down with an estate planner and you write down your goals, you're going to get all the right answers. Don't do this online by yourself. Again, Bill Bernard, WFBLegalConsulting.com is the website. BottleBusinessSenseShow.com is the other website. You can go and listen to these shows at your leisure, and you can find out about a lot of different things that are going to help protect protect your business, and of course allow it to prosper along the way. I hope this has been helpful for you. We'll see you next time. Take care and have a very prosperous week. Bye-bye now.